Stepping out, someone else is stepping in. I love that tune. Haven't played that in a gazillion years, eh? It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. I'm Troy Shondell, and I'll be with you until 6 o'clock this evening. Now, we did a post today, as we do for every show. Make sure that you see those. They're worthy of your attention. Very entertaining. Thank you, Alma X, for yet another cool picture. Those are on, they were on Exington on Facebook. Now, I post prolifically. I don't know what that word means. It's a big-ass word, but I post a lot. It's way down. It's pushed down on the page. But get over there and see that. You should be scanning that page every day. What else you got to do? You got anything better to do? I think not. But it's down there a little ways. When I scan Facebook, it scares me because it's kind of like the youngins with TikTok. You just keep going. It never stops. It never stops. By the way, this show, we do this every single Friday. And we play music and fool around. Every now and then I get serious, snag some type of info somebody sent me, or grab a site with something contemporary currently happening. The name I couldn't think of is Robert Tilton. Remember him, Robert Tilton? He had a regular show. You would just watch that guy and your skin would crawl. You'd think, what kind of a fool would pay any attention to that guy? And bam, they'd be sending him money. You'd have these, and they'd be running like a trailer, feed across the bottom, you know, so-and-so from so-and-so, such-and-such, sent in $25, somebody else sent in $1,000. And it seemed that the better healing you got was the more money you put in. So if you wanted some serious-ass healing, I mean, if you wanted to be cured of cancer, Lyme's disease, AIDS, and maybe lupus or something, you'd send them $10,000, and bam, you were set. You were set for life. Yeah, he's still out there. I just saw on Facebook he's got a TV show now. You know, those are such scams, these guys that do this. And, there's another guy whose name I cannot think of, and I won't. I won't remember this name. I never really watched him. I just breezed by from time to time because I used to like to go up on Comcast when it was all just triple digits and hit the, I think it was 390, 391, 92. Those were where the religious stations were. And Daystar, all that. But the guy that was selling, literally selling, he wasn't giving away, he was selling little one-inch squares of blessed, anointed prayer cloth. And then he was selling holy oil, too. You know, I kept thinking, I got to buy some of that. I never got around to it. Never got around to it. I thought, man, I'd like to have that. Not that it's going to do anything. It's just mumbo jumbo. But it'd be kind of cool as a conversation piece to have it sitting there and somebody says, what's this? And that's blessed holy oil. And there's magic. Oh, he said, if you got the little piece of cloth, no lie, he said this, put it on your stack of bills. Your stack of bills will go down. It'll help you with your life. You know, if you got a part of your body that's ailing you, put that little piece of cloth, that square inch piece of cloth on your body. And remember that guy? He had a really goofy looking mustache, and he was on TV. He had a really cheap set, cheap desk. Tilden came back after they caught up with him. They found him counting money in his office and throwing out in a dumpster behind his I guess you call it a church or office or whatever dungeon. He had people's letters to him tossed in a dumpster, not paying attention to it at all. And that became kind of a what was one of those not eyewitness news, but it was something like that where they snuck in with cameras. So he got discredited, but then he came back. He came back on steroids, and he started that show up again. And people still send him stuff. Yeah, I mean, maybe somebody in your family's done that. You know, people just are looking to be told what to do. They love to be just gamed. They love it. That's part of the human condition. Now, I don't think I've fallen prey to that I know of. I mean, I've never bought any Grapefruit 45. Remember that? That's where, if to guarantee to lose weight, you would buy Grapefruit 45. They advertised that on Channel 62, I think it was. It was some kind of an elixir made from grapefruit that you didn't have to work out, you didn't have to diet. All you had to do was take Grapefruit 45 pills and the weight's going to fall right off. Yeah. Some of the stuff they used to sell. I kind of wish now I'd have bought some of that stuff just so I could have had, like Beck says, you want to buy the history of America. He's buying the real history of America, of the world. But think of that. Have a collection of that stuff. You could whip it out when friends come over. Here's my Grapefruit 45. And here's my anointed prayer cloth. Yeah, it's only a square inch, but hey, it's mighty powerful. I keep it on top of my stack of bills. Yeah. And, of course, the anointed holy oil, whatever it was. Anointed by Jesus oil, I think he called it. Something like that. Jesus oil. No lie. I mean, I got to think at some point. I want to be there. Now, it's too late because many of these guys are gone, but I want to be there when they come across the gate, and I want to see when they run into Jesus, and I want to know what he says to them when they first make eye contact. You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
If I were a tower of strength, I'd walk away. I'd look in your eyes, and here's what I'd say. I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you anymore. And I'd walk out the door. Or you'd be down on your knees, or you'd be calling to me. For the tower of a strength is a something I'll never be. If I were a tower of strength, I'd watch you cry, I'd laugh at your tears, and tell you goodbye. I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you anymore. And I'd walk out the door, or you'd be down on your knees, or you'd be calling to me. But a tower of a strength is a something I'll never be. I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you anymore. And I'd walk out